Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about trauma. Now, it might sound like a bit of a serious topic, and I'm talking about emotional trauma, not the kind of trauma that you get, which means that you need a trauma surgeon. One that's interested me for a while, because as I've grown as a practitioner and as a person over the years, I've realised the role of trauma and how important it is to not only acknowledge it, but identify it and then lay it out and try and do something about it. And I think the word trauma makes it sound as though it's something that happens to us, you know, oh, it was very traumatic for me, or I suffered trauma. But trauma is actually an emotional response. It's how we respond or react to something happening to us. So the trauma doesn't sort of happen to us. It's almost a response to something that befalls us in our life. And that thing, whatever it is distressing. Now, I think when it comes to something that can be quite woolly, like trauma, because it's not very structured, it's good to try to give it a little bit of structure so that we can get our heads around it. So, by and large, there are three categories of trauma. There's acute, chronic, and complex. I think they kind of make sense. So, acute is from a single event, and I remember one from about 2006 or 2007, where I was filming a program called Street Doctor on BBC One, and myself and John T, one of the other doctors, heard this screech of tyres, looked around, and this big 4x4 hit this poor old lady who flew across the road and landed on her side and had obviously broken her hip, and we ran over to help. But I remember for quite a few weeks afterwards, every time I heard screeching tyres, it would make me flinch. So that's kind of single episode trauma, because it was eliciting a particular response from me. But if that continued to happen, or there's some sort of experience that's distressing that is happening again and again, that becomes chronic. And examples would include things like abuse or bullying or violence. And then complex trauma is really where someone is so traumatized on so many levels in different ways, or has had so much chronic trauma that their emotional responses are massively affected. And I first remember experiencing this when I went on to a psychiatry ward as a student and interviewed a lady who was sat on her sort of windowsill, looking out of this window that wasn't open, smoking a cigarette, because back in those days you could smoke indoors, and anyway, it was different times in the 90s. And I went in there with another medical student, and she wouldn't make eye contact with us. She could tell that we'd entered the room, and we were very polite and said, oh, hello, my name's Ben, and this is my colleague Ian. Your consultant, Dr. X, said that we could come and chat to you, that you'd be happy to speak to us. And she just didn't look at us. She carried on smoking her cigarette and said, my God, you're very fake, aren't you, to my colleague. And we were really taken aback. But when we, needless to say, we actually sort of spoke to her for about an hour in the end. But it was an odd, prickly conversation. And, you know, when you're not used to severe mental health problems, both myself and Ben remember thinking, how did she end up like this? You know, how did she become this person who's emotionally broken, but clearly fiercely intelligent? And when we read her notes, which we always used to do afterwards, because you try and elicit what you can from taking someone's history, it was obvious she had suffered so much trauma in her life. She didn't really have a chance. I mean, from before birth, throughout her life, just one terrible, unfortunate incident after another. And in my work and the way I work and the way I like to look at a person's problems, many of you will know that I lay out their story using this thing called the health loop: genetics, environment, stress, sleep, diet, exercise, exposure to sunlight, and historic infections. But one of the things that, you know, overrides all of that is trauma, which you could stick into the environment spoke of that loop of eight factors. But I match that with someone's past history. And often if I'm getting a lot of history of trauma, that is sometimes the reason someone is so ill. And it includes physical symptoms. And I want to spend a bit of time on that in this episode, because I don't think a lot of people understand it. I don't think that I understood it myself as a young doctor. I was naive to it. When it really sort of hit me was when I used to work in my old practice in Tottenham. We used to look after quite a large, actually not large, small but significant population of people who were displaced, often as refugees. And what I noticed was within a year of arriving in London, they would become really ill. And I mean physically ill as well as mentally ill. They all had quite complex PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, which again I'll cover in this episode briefly. But let's go back to the beginning of someone's life. So there are a lot of people out there who won't think of themselves as having suffered much, if any, trauma. And if you think of the origin of the word trauma, it's a Greek word which means wound. But actually for us, everyday traumas start when we're very young, when you're told not to do something by your parent, or you're a young child and you're stopped from eating too many sweets because they're bad for you. Or you're made to feel bad because you're told you're bad at something or not good at something compared to your siblings or friends. These are still examples of trauma. They're albeit very mild in comparison to more serious things like abuse. And behavioural experts and psychotherapists and other commentators in this area, one of my favourites, by the way, is Dr. Gabor Mate. I've spoken about him on other episodes. And I think as a generalist like myself, has just managed to grab hold of that world and put it into context so beautifully. And one of the things that this type of thinking or expertise acknowledges is that it's important to acknowledge or observe this trauma that we're experiencing rather than suppress it. Now, research shows that if you suppress emotions and you're constantly being positive, in inverted commas, which we're encouraged to, aren't we, in society, and a lot of self-help books will tell you to do that, when it comes to your own body's immune responses, that can actually have a negative effect. Sounds completely counterintuitive, doesn't it? But what happens physiologically to us is that when you have a lot of stress hormones bounding around, like cortisol, that over a long period of time makes us ill. It starts to affect our immune responses. We develop autoimmunity. And certainly the argument that Dr. Mate makes is that whatever is going on, an element of acceptance and what he calls negative thinking actually provides better outcomes. Let's just think about that for a minute. It sounds completely counterintuitive. but at the same time makes complete sense. And I guess a way to look at this is if you have a symptom, physical or mental, that is a communication from your body that something's wrong. So, you know, whether your back muscles go into spasm or whether you start getting palpitations or headaches. Yes, there's a way of dealing with those things medically, acutely, because we want to get on with our lives. But what is it telling us? And often it means that there's something going on in the background, often having its roots in some kind of trauma. I'll give you a simple one for myself, actually. A few years ago, I went through a very intense period of stress. And about 25 years ago, I used to have quite marked hand eczema that took about a year to die down. Anyway, haven't had it in many years, and it completely flared up in conjunction with this stress. And I knew what and who it was down to. And of course, you want it to go away, but you have to kind of accept that it's there and why it's there and just acknowledge it so that you can make adjustments. And one of the things I found interesting is that repressed anger is often something that can cause illness. And this is borne out in women with breast cancer, for example, in studies. But what I found equally interesting is that people who are givers, who are empaths, who are people who please others and find it hard to say no, are also at higher risk of illness. And by that, I mean illnesses that start from within, from immune system dysfunction. Any of you who've read my book, The Health Fix, will know that there are case studies in there, and two of them, in fact, three of them, have a backstory of emotional trauma. And if you're someone who has fibromyalgia, or if you're someone who has chronic fatigue, or any one of a number of unresolving long-term physical conditions, it's worth just looking at whether you've had trauma to deal with in your life, and the answer will almost certainly be yes, and probably not insignificant trauma. What do we do about it? Well, at one end you have PTSD, really difficult thing to live with and deal with. And this is where an event or events trigger flashbacks, and you literally can't get these traumatic memories out of your mind. There's a combination of things that's needed for that, trauma-focused therapies, medication has a role, but also understanding from other people. It's something I find more and more lacking in modern society. That's a personal view.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So I think in extremis, you need professional help if you have complex trauma or post-traumatic stress disorder or chronic trauma. What about people who are at the other end, the lower level, everyday traumas that I was describing earlier on in terms of, you know, what might be seen as positive intentions that are received slightly traumatically, like, oh, my parents used to always tell me off, that type of thing. Well, that, for me, means doing some inner work. And there are lots of experts out there, like Nicole LaPera, who writes books on doing that work of self-exploration, understanding your behaviours and how your behaviours now link to your childhood and traumas that you've experienced. And as I've gone through my career and my own life, I realise that this is so important. You kind of trundle through life, or sleepwalk through life is the phrase I sometimes like using, without much thought. And what I've seen happen is a lot of people just have a sort of meltdown. It's not necessarily a midlife crisis, it can be, but they get to a moment in their life where they think, gosh, I feel really confused, empty, lacking focus. And for me, that's a signal that you need to stop and reflect and do some of that inner work. How to do that? As I say, there are books, there are courses like the Hoffman Process. And one of the premises of that inner work, which is really interesting to me and I've become slightly obsessed with, is something called the inner child. And again, in psychotherapeutic circles, there's a common thread which says that most of us are stuck at the age of 6 in terms of our unmet needs. And if you have unmet needs at that age, they often act out as behaviours in your adult life. And it's similar for trauma. If you pick up trauma, you will respond in a certain way. Sometimes your body will be doing that, as we've just discussed earlier on in this episode. But other times, it will be you and your behaviours. I'm sure many of you have done this. You suddenly end up in an argument with someone and you're not quite sure how it happened. But it will be because of some psychological trigger that relates to something that happened previously in your life. I think my final word on this, which I absolutely love, and again, testament to Gabor Mate. I don't like content that's put out there where people are just spouting off other people's work. It's like, oh, as so-and-so says, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I know I've gone on about Gabor Mate, but I think he's a very unique and special individual. In fact, he's coming to London to do an event for us for Prescribing Lifestyle Medicine in March of 2024, which I'm really looking forward to. But he has this thing called the 7 A's of Healing in one of his books called When the Body Says No, which is a brilliant read if you're into this kind of work and space. And the 7 A's of Healing are acceptance, awareness, anger, autonomy, attachment, assertion, and affirmation. Now, I'm not going to go into all of them because most of them make sense. I think self-awareness is so important, and not just in how you come across to others, but actually being aware of your own emotions and observing them. And boundaries is a big thing, you know, assertion, this thing about sort of not saying no, not being able to say no, and not hiding your true personality from others. And this group tend to become ill because they're always thinking about others. Very common in healthcare professionals. And I think if nothing else, if you just hold those 7 A's in your mind, whether you need healing or not, some would argue all of us do to some extent, it's a great thing. It's a great starting point. And for me, the biggest one is acceptance. Okay, I don't want to go on and on because I know these episodes are meant to be bite-sized, but I could just talk for so long. There was lots I didn't cover there that will be in the show notes, like, for example, EMDR for PTSD. No one really knows how it works, but it seems to help significantly. I hope that was useful. There are some links to places that you can look at for doing that kind of inner work. As I say, I think it's really important and probably underestimated, and if more people did that kind of work, then the world would be a much more peaceful, happier place, I think. Do let me know what you think. Do please leave me a rating. I'm delighted at the ratings I'm getting. I'm still getting 5 stars, which is just unbelievable. Really means a lot to me, so thank you for that. And I'm trying to keep the topics interesting and engaging. Do let me know if you have any feedback on this episode. You can find me on socials, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and X sometimes. But in the meantime, do look after yourself. Take care. Stay well. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.